eventually we win. A president has to have immunity. And the other thing is, I did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong.
After a disastrous day before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on Trump's appeal on the issue of absolute presidential immunity, where Trump's lawyers got absolutely grilled on Trump's assertion to some form of king-like authoritarian-style immunity from engaging in any type of crime just by calling it an official act, Donald Trump and his lawyers held a whiny press conference where you hear Donald Trump's talking about how he should have absolute presidential immunity. You'll see Donald Trump kind of swaying back and forth like a petulant little child as one of his lawyers, not the lawyer who actually argued before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, but the lawyer who did not initially submit his paperwork to even be licensed to practice before the court initially, John Lauro. Watch John Lauro do the only thing that MAGA knows how to do. Projection, confession, and also they undermine their entire claim on appeal when they attack President Biden here. Watch what they do. Play this clip.
Adopt what the special counsel wants. If we adopt what President Biden wants, then we open the Pandora's box to political prosecution after political prosecution after political prosecution. In fact, Joe Biden could be prosecuted for trying to stop this man from becoming the next president of the United States. We don't need political prosecutions. We need political process.
So in addition to just being completely idiotic and just a meritless argument, so Donald Trump's lawyers are saying that President Biden should be charged with what? But so you're saying absolute presidential immunity doesn't exist at all? And by the way, this is the article from Salon right here. Embarrassing. DC court flags Trump's lawyers filing because he is not a member of the bar. And this was a letter sent on October 18th, 2023 to John Lauro and John Lauro's law firm, letting them know that he had not registered to even become a lawyer before that specific court. You have to be registered before a district court of appeals to argue there. And at that point in time, he was not. By the way, here is Donald Trump when he was asked a very simple question about whether or not he would agree to not incite violence and tell his supporters no violence this time around. Donald Trump doesn't answer the question. Play this clip.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President,
you just used the word bedlam. Will you tell your supporters now, no matter what, no violence?
And this is what Donald Trump was saying when he finally had the opportunity to speak. I'll play this clip and then let's break it down. And then let me share with you some of the things that went down before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Play this clip.
Numbers came out today that are really very mind-boggling if you happen to be Joe Biden. And I think they feel this is the way they're going to try and win. And that's not the way it goes. That'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box. And it's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation. When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy. And I feel that as a president, you have to have immunity. Very simple. And if you don't, as an example, if this case were lost on immunity, and I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, I'm working for the country. And I worked on very hard on voter fraud, because we have to have free elections. We have to have strong borders, we have to have free elections. Those two things, almost above all. And we found tremendous voter fraud. We have a list of it. We have some findings if you want it. The press doesn't like reporting it, but we found tremendous voter fraud. Determinative voter fraud. But we worked on that. That's what I was doing. And they were talking about after. Well, nothing has to do with after I left. It was during the time. And that was what they really focused on today during the appeal. And they concede that, and everybody concedes that. And if it's during the time, you have absolute immunity.
So Donald Trump's argument right there, I shouldn't say argument. What is spewing out of that man's treasonous and traitorous lips is probably a better way to describe what he's doing right there, is saying it's going to open the Pandora's box. Okay. He says that he was working for the country to find voter fraud and that he found, he says, determinative voter fraud. Okay, well, let's just go in reverse order there. You say that you found determinative voter fraud and that you were working for the country in your role as the president of the United States at that time. Okay, well, where was the determinative fraud shown? Were you hiding it? Was it such a super secret that when you went before the 60 plus federal courts and state courts and lost in each and every single one of those courts, and many of your lawyers got sanctioned for either fabricating evidence or not providing any evidence at all. Were you just hiding it? Was that part of the master plan that you and Rudy Giuliani were coming up with that you're just never going to show anyone? And by the way, you know what he's talking about here, what he's even referring to? You know how in court cases people cite precedent or they cite other cases or they cite data or they cite evidence? Well, in Donald Trump's MAGA world, they cite themselves. So in Donald Trump's reply brief to this DC Circuit Court of Appeals, Donald Trump cites as evidence his social media posts and an unnamed compendium that he prepared. Meanwhile, not only did all of the courts reject Donald Trump's allegations, baseless, meritless, frivolous allegations that there was fraud capable of overturning the election, the two consulting firms that Donald Trump's campaign hired and paid about $1 million each to conduct the investigation on their behalf also found there was no fraud capable of overturning the results of the election. But Donald Trump doesn't want to share any of this with the courts and publicly. He just wants to keep it a super secret right here from everybody. Okay.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Miracle sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets. And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in 1. Just in time for the holidays. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo, LegalAF, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf and use the code LegalAF to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/legalaf to treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season.
So then Donald Trump says that he was working for the country. That's not the role of the presidency. Okay? Article 2 doesn't say that it is the job of the commander-in-chief of the presidency to be involved in the way states run their election process, period. In fact, the 10th Amendment reserves for the states certain things like the ability to run their own elections and to focus on their own election policies. Congress has a small role to play. The executive branch doesn't have any role to play in this. And especially when you are dealing with interfering with the free and fair elections that are being handled in state, when you are interfering with the results, like Donald Trump is saying that find me the votes and coming up with the fake elector scheme and putting forth fraudulent declarations by state electors. I mean, all of those things add another layer that is not what a United States president does. But Special Counsel Jack Smith's team, you know, responded to something horrific that Donald Trump's lawyers argued before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. So Trump's lawyers argued to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday when asked by Judge Pan, so under your view of absolute presidential immunity, what you are telling us that we should allow here is that a president who orders Navy SEAL Team 6 to kill an opponent, because an official act would be an order, a directive, right, from president to SEAL Team 6, that's a commander-in-chief giving orders, because you believe that's an official act, a president can order that his political rival be murdered, be assassinated, and there would be absolute presidential immunity for that, unless there was an impeachment and a conviction by the Senate. Then, only then, under your view, Trump, what you're arguing here, only then could there be criminal charges that are brought. Is that what you are saying? Watch this portion of the oral argument where Judge Pan, one of the three judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals panel, grills Donald Trump's lawyer, John Sora, on this point. Here, play this clip.
Order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival. That's an official act, an order to SEAL Team 6.
He would have to be and would speedily be, you know, impeached and convicted before the criminal prosecution.
What if he weren't? There would be no criminal prosecution, no criminal liability for that.
Chief Justice's opinion in Marbury against Madison and our Constitution and the plain language of the impeachment judgment clause all clearly presuppose that what the founders were concerned about was not.
I asked you a yes or no question. Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution?
If he were impeached and convicted first. And so
your answer is.
My answer is qualified. Yes, there is a political process that would have to occur under the structure of our Constitution, which would require impeachment and conviction by the Senate. In these exceptional cases, as the OLC memo itself points out from the Department of Justice, you'd expect a speedy impeachment and conviction. But what the founders were much more worried about than using criminal prosecution to discipline presidents was what James Madison calls in Federalist Number 47, the newfangled and artificial treasons. They were much more concerned about the abuse of the criminal process for political purposes to disable the presidency from factions and political opponents. And of course, that's exactly what we see in this case.
Judge Pan grilling John Sauer on that as well. Okay, so in response to that, here's what Special Counsel Jack Smith's team had to say. This is from James Pierce, the lawyer for Special Counsel Jack Smith's team, addressing Trump's lawyer's argument that absolute immunity would allow for a president to order the assassination of a political rival. And if then the president just resigned and wasn't convicted by the Senate, there could never, ever be any charges brought because they're absolutely immune. You would call that an official act because presidents give orders to the Navy. You know, they give orders to the military. So therefore, nothing we can do about it. Watch what Jack Smith's team says here. Play this clip.
Based on questions of separation of powers, of constitutional text, history, precedent, is there, in fact, immunity for a former president? We think the answer to that is no, for of course, all of the reasons we put in the brief, and I'm happy to sort of address here. Candidly, I think if the court gets to that second question, there are some hard questions about the nature of official acts. And frankly, as I think Judge Pan's hypothetical described, I mean, what kind of world are we living in if as I understood my friend on the other side to say here, a president orders his SEAL team to assassinate a political rival and resigns, for example, before an impeachment, not a criminal act. President sells a pardon, resigns, or is not impeached, not a crime. I think that is extraordinarily frightening future. And that is the kind of, we're talking about a balancing and a weighing of the interests. I think that should weigh extraordinarily heavily in the court's consideration.
So when Donald Trump in those clips is saying that that's the type of immunity he wants, when you pair that with the fact that Donald Trump in other briefing, 14th Amendment, Section 3 briefing on other cases on disqualification claims, he's never took an oath to support the United States Constitution. That's what Donald Trump's argued before the United States Supreme Court and the Colorado Supreme Court. Never took an oath to support the Constitution. He has a lawyer who is advocating for assassinations of political rivals. You heard that there. Trump refuses to sign the Illinois loyalty oath that says that he won't seek to overthrow the government. Won't answer the questions there about whether or not he'll condemn violence. Of course he won't condemn violence. It's Donald Trump. All he knows is lies and violence. Not his own violence. He's too weak to do it. He'll try to get other people to do it. He'll try to get his MAGA crew to do it. So, folks, that's what happened after the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals argument. Share this video, though. I want people to hear what's being said in the courtroom. That's so important. Not give you this spin. I'll give you my opinion on what I think. I mean, I think it's absurd to say that presidents should order political assassinations and be absolutely moot. That's my opinion. But I want you to hear what's being said in the courtroom. And now you heard it. So you make up your decision. Tell me what you think in the comments below. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 2 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. Check us out. Patreon.com/MidasTouch. Thank you so much for watching our coverage. Have a good one.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at MidasTouch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.